This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English. I'm Jackie Dalton, and the focus of today's programme is air travel and some of the controversy it's causing. I'm joined by Callum Robertson, who'll help explain some of the language that comes up today. Hello, Callum.
Hello, Jackie.
And I'm going to start with a question for you, Callum. How many passengers go through London's Heathrow Airport every year? Is it A, 45 million, B, 67 million, or C, 78 million?
Now, that's a difficult question because I believe Heathrow Airport is the busiest airport in the world.
One of the busiest, yeah.
One of the busiest. 67 million.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see if you're right at the end of the programme. But yes, Heathrow is one of the world's busiest airports, and we're going to be talking about it a bit more in a moment. But first of all, let's have a chat about some of the buzzwords we're hearing related to air travel at the moment. A lot of them are quite negative for now, aren't they? So we're hearing words like carbon emissions or CO2 emissions.
Mm. CO2, carbon dioxide, is a greenhouse gas. Which is a gas that scientists believe is causing damage to the atmosphere and to the environment.
And we also hear terms like carbon footprint.
Yeah, this is quite a new buzzword. I think it's only in the last 2 or 3 years this expression has come into the language. And your footprint is the amount of impact that you have on the environment. So your carbon footprint. If you fly a lot, if you drive a car a lot, then you might have a big carbon footprint. And the larger your carbon footprint, the more damage potentially you're doing to the environment.
We've also heard that there's been a boom in air travel, which means more and more people are flying. And a lot of people link that to a rise, certainly in Europe, of low-cost or budget airlines.
Yeah, now it's very, very cheap comparatively to fly to many, many places now, which certainly a few years ago, flying was a luxury, but now it's affordable for many, many more people.
Well, these words, carbon emissions, carbon footprint, boom and low-cost airlines, are all relevant to a debate that's going on in England at the moment about Heathrow Airport, because a new terminal is due to open very soon, which means an extra 30 million passengers. But there's also talk of possibly more expansion of the airport, which is upsetting some people who live nearby. Now, Susan Cramer is a politician living in London, an MP, and what is her concern about this?
The noise that people live with, the intrusion on people's daily lives, the impact on people's lives is just an insult to the quality of life in London.
So very strong feelings there. And she talked about the impact on quality of life. What does that mean?
It's the effect on the quality of life.
And we often actually hear the word impact used in the context of the environment, the environmental impact of something. So usually that means how it's going to affect the environment. Well, we're going to hear from someone else now who's David Willetts. He's also a politician, a leading figure in Britain's Conservative Party, and he thinks it's a good idea to expand Heathrow Airport. Why? Listen to find out.
I think it is important to understand that 1 in 10 of the population, I'm advised, who live in the borough of Hounslow work at Heathrow, that it's got a very important role economically. It's the biggest single employer in the country.
So David Willetts there was saying that actually many of the people who live in Hounslow, which is the area where Heathrow is, work for the airport, and he says it has an important role economically. So he's putting forward what you might call the economic argument.
Yes, the financial argument, because it provides work for people in the area.
So what does Susan Cramer think of the economic argument?
The economic argument is absolute trash and nonsense. I mean, nobody is saying that you shouldn't have an airport in London, but the additional expansion has nothing significant to offer London's economy. We have sufficient flights. We could be transferring to high-speed rail.
She said the economic argument is absolute trash and nonsense.
Yeah, she's not happy about it, is she? No. It's obviously something she feels very passionately about.
A word she used there was expansion.
Getting bigger, expansion. If things expand, they get bigger, and the noun is expansion.
Well, let's hear one more view on this. This is from Inayat Bunglawala from the Muslim Council of Britain. Now, who does he think is really responsible? Listen to find out.
in the end, it's up to us. If we didn't fly more, which we are, all of us are flying more, then the capacity is needed. We can't blame anyone except ourselves for what's happening.
So there we go. Who's to blame, according to him?
According to him, it's our fault, because we all want to fly.
So he says that because we're flying more, the capacity is needed. What does he mean by capacity?
The capacity is the size of the infrastructure, the size of the facilities that are there in this context.
So what do you make of all this, Callum? Do you think you fly too much and also contributing to...
I think I'm probably a bit of a hypocrite on this, because I might say it's a good thing to try and reduce my carbon footprint. But if I can find a cheap flight somewhere, I will.
Exactly the same with me. Well, just before we end the programme, let's have the answer to the question, how many passengers go through London's Heathrow Airport a year? And you're absolutely right, it's 67 million.
That's more than the population of the country.
Yes.
It's a huge number.
A lot of it is international transfers as well, people going through in transit, we would say. But obviously this number is going to increase, so it'll be bigger and bigger. That's all we've got time for this week, but do join us again for more 6 Minute English next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.